Zui says, you walk up there, and you stand right in front. And that's where you spear from. That's why the canoe is this shape. So the Devaman says, okay. And then he says, I'm going to look for another one. So they just move slowly around the water, and they finally saw one of the biggest one on the bottom. And then he says, there's a sturgeon. And then he says, now go up. So the young man walk up into the plank right in front of the ball and stood right in front of it. And the man says, now, aim carefully. So the young man just left the spear the sturgeon, and then just as he just pushed the spear down, the old man launched the bolt, and the young man fell backward into the water, and he fell right down. And that river became very deep, and it looks like it was only 3 feet, and it was a very deep water, and the sturgeon was huge, and the sturgeon just sucked the young man into its suction mouth and swallowed it. And then the old man just laughed, and he says, have a good feed there, sturgeon. And he turned back his canoe. There goes the son in law. He says, I beat him. And he went down the river. By this time, the young man inside the sturgeon began to squeeze the sturgeon inside and talk to the sturgeon. He says, now go. He says, turn down the river. And the sturgeon just simply have to obey, because his heart was squeezed. And she just moved down the river very quickly. They passed the old man's paddling at the top, and then he says, go faster. And the fish went down faster and faster, and finally they reached their camp. And he says, stop here, said the man to the sturgeon. And the sturgeon stopped right close to the beach, to where the camp is. And the young men kill the sturgeon from under and jump out from its mouth, and drag the sturgeon into the shore. And here lies the biggest sturgeon there is. And then the young man started to butcher it and cut it in pieces and brought it into camp. And his wife began to, by this time they both became his wife, and they began to cut up the meat and smoke it nicely and everything, beautifully. But the old man, in the meantime, the old woman was still drifting down in the afternoon sun, sunbathing on his boat, and just occasionally straightened his boat. So sure of himself that he had got rid of his son-in-law without no pain, and he knew he has extended his life. As he came into his camp, again his grandson, greeted him with eagerness and everything. And then they were running around with the sturgeon steak in their hand. And he says, where did you get the fish? A sturgeon. They says, what have you got in your hand? Oh, they say, oh, this is a sturgeon steak. A sturgeon steak? And he says, yes. They say, yeah, my dad brought it home. He brought the biggest sturgeon that you ever saw. But he couldn't speak. The old man couldn't speak. Impossible, he says. This is not possible. He still didn't believe it. Walked up to his camp anyway, after he tied up his canoe. Walked up to his camp, and as he left this flap of the teepee, there's the son-in-law having a good time with the fish, well cooked, and lots of it hanging there being smoked. He just froze right there again the same way. And his daughter says, what's wrong? What happened? Oh, he says, I just didn't want to touch the fish. And then he went to his place. Simply couldn't believe it.